Voodoo Authentica is one of many shops offering a view into the local practice of voodoo in the French Quarter. But only a few of these businesses are owned or staffed by members of the voodoo religion, and Voodoo Authentica is one of those few. The existence of voodoo in New Orleans relates to the fact that enslaved people in New Orleans had Sundays free. For a small glimpse into the daily life of an enslaved person, look across the street from Voodoo Authentica. You'll see a side view of an exposed brick Creole townhouse. On the left side of it, the back of the building, is a courtyard, and past that, a simple structure with a steep roof. That is the slave quarters for this property. They're everywhere in the French Quarter and many other parts of the city, although they're often hidden from view. Today, they might be apartments or guest quarters or utility buildings or completely separate properties. As I mentioned previously, an enslaved person might spend Sunday working to raise money toward necessities or toward buying themselves, and they also might gather in Congo Square for music and dancing. But music and dance weren't purely secular activities. They were an important part of the religions of West Africa, which, like any non-Catholic religion, were illegal in New Orleans under French and Spanish rule. But they survived because a day free meant time for religious gatherings, which went unrecognized by the French and Spanish, and so survived. Within the city walls, these religions endured in disguise. Structurally, Catholicism and West African religions have a few traits in common. They both have a single god, but with intermediaries between mortals and that god. The saints, in the case of Catholicism, and in the case of West African religions, ancestral spirits. If an enslaved person wanted to build an altar for prayer to a spirit, they might find a saint who resembled that spirit, include an image of that saint on the altar, and use that camouflage to hide their true intent. The result, a West African religion incorporating some Catholic imagery and substance, is voodoo. Inside Voodoo Authentica, you can find altars of these kinds, created both for members of the religion to visit and for curious non-members to see and learn from. There's a popular fear surrounding voodoo, which has almost nothing to do with the realities of the religion. Much of the common image of voodoo today comes from Hollywood, and before that, from superstitions held by slave owners, who believed African religions to be devil worship involving black magic. Their understanding of those religions was poor by design. Enslaved people knew they would be punished for practicing their religion, and so they were secretive about it. And much of the knowledge of the religion today is still private oral tradition. One popular misunderstanding came from a voodoo priest's role as a medic, involved in everything from cuts and broken bones to births. Record keeping was important, and since the enslaved were almost never literate, they kept visual records, making small models of their patients, which they would then annotate with thorns or pins that would help them remember problems they'd observed or partly treated. The result, seen through the eyes of a slave owner, became the horror movie concept of a voodoo doll, a thing that in reality documented wounds rather than causing them. When you're ready, continue along Dumain and take a left onto Charters. Continue two blocks to the intersection with Ursuline Street.